Good evening, it's Joseph here, and I've recently just returned home. Although recently is, of course, the wrong adjective to use there. If indeed recently is indeed a adjective, which it may or may not be. Anyway, enough about that. I'm just going for a little walk around the park because I want to talk about something which happened yesterday. I talked about it briefly in an earlier podcast. I was talking about this email account that I'd forgotten about, and I checked it, and for the first time in 18 months, and I had a couple of hundred emails from people emailing me through my website. Now, thinking on this since that happened, one thing that has struck me is that everything works out on the whole. Of course, there's exceptions, but on the whole, everything in life does work out. It was fascinating because I was given a snapshot of people's lives 18 months ago, and then yesterday I replied to all these people. And I got responses from many of them, and I got a second snapshot of their lives 18 months later. Now, on my website I've written a little about my epilepsy and how it affected my life and how I came to deal with it. So a lot of the emails were from people who have epilepsy, or especially who have children who have epilepsy, and they've just discovered that their children's got epilepsy. They're extremely worried, they're looking for advice, they're looking for support. And of course I felt bad reading these emails because I hadn't responded to them. And then having responded to them yesterday and then got the responses, it's been absolutely fantastic because people have either said, oh, you know, we found a way to deal with it, and they're doing so well now, and it's really not the huge problem that we initially thought it might be. Well, you know, they've said, well, I've learnt to cope with it, and, you know, the situation's not ideal, but we're doing all right. And then there's other people who are asking me for example, photos for publications. And unfortunately, of course, I didn't respond. I didn't send the photos that they requested. But speaking to them now, like just tonight, I got a response from someone who was publishing a book. And he was saying, oh, well, you know, it's a real shame that we couldn't use your photo. But, you know, the book's just coming back from the publishers. It's really exciting. It's finally come together. And it's wonderful to see this kind of time jump, you know. And other people are planning holidays to Japan. And so I asked them, you know, also, how was your holiday to Japan? I'm very sorry that we weren't able to meet, but how was it? Oh, I had a wonderful time planning on coming back again. And this is the overwhelming feeling that I get from these emails, is that in the moment where we can be really worried, very worried about something, about whether we've just been diagnosed with some medical condition, or whether we're planning to move to another country, or whether we've got some big artistic projects and we're desperately trying to get everything together. And so we can be really involved in that in the moment, and it really dominates your life. And yet, leap into the future, 18 months, 12 months, 6 months, 5 months, whatever. And you'll find, generally, things have worked out. Now, of course, there are exceptions. I'm not trying to say that everything in life it turns out for the best. But that is one of the things that keeps me positive, keeps me happy, keeps me feeling that this world is a good place to live in, is that things generally do work out for the best, even though at the time it may seem like something pretty terrible, like when I was diagnosed with epilepsy. You know, epilepsy changed my life for the better, and I feel very fortunate to have epilepsy. Although given the of course my epilepsy isn't that serious, so I might feel different if it was more serious. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because through getting the emails back from various people today, that's been a very strong feeling. So if you're in a situation whereby things all seem pretty bad and hopeless and terrible, just remember that it's not going to stay like that, and the chances are it all will work out for the best. Okay, all right, well, I'm nearly back home now, having walked around the pond, so I shall say goodnight from Tokyo, and thank you for listening. You can find me at tamegoeswild.com. Bye-bye.